Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
I guess I would say good evening. I guess I say that every night. Good evening, everyone. I'm so happy to have everyone here in the Punch Bowl tonight. We have been having some very exciting shows. The shows have been just completely exciting over the last few weeks. So I want to tell you that if you missed any of our shows, you need to go back and take a look at it, take a listen to it, and share it with your friends online. I was thinking today, and before I get started, I want to introduce my producer and co-host, Sharifa. How are you tonight?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your day?
It was busy, as always. I am telling an incredible story that you will not believe when you see it. It's a story about Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios.
Punch TV Studios. what's the story about?
It's going to be for the infomercial, a little bit about how I started, a little bit about where we are. Amazing. You'll love it.
So are we going to go back and shoot in a backyard and cast a kid to play me with my little camera shooting shows in the backyard of my house?
With some thick bifocals.
With some super thick bifocals.
Yeah.
Super thick bifocals.
Mm-hmm. And getting picked on by the neighborhood kids.
I never got picked on by the neighborhood kids.
Hey, this is Hollywood. That's highly irrelevant.
This
story has been changed for dramatic effect.
Let me tell you why I never got picked on by the neighborhood kids. When I was growing up in South Central Los Angeles, the baddest guy in our community was a guy named Claiborne, right? And Claiborne was like the baddest guy. He was really tough, really tough. Claiborne, we called him Claiborne. I said Claiborne. And Claiborne was tough. It's like nobody messed with Claiborne. I mean, you just knew. You didn't mess with Claiborne. It's just something you just, like, okay, I'm not going to mess with that dude. He was a bad dude. And for some reason, however, Claiborne and I, we just got along. I mean, we just got along. You know, we just really, really got along. And he was a bad dude, but we got along. You know, and I'll tell you more about why later, but, you know, we just got along. So that was cool. You know, it was really, really cool. And so nobody picked on me because I was friends with Claiborne. And so they figured because I was friends with Claiborne, it might not be a good idea to pick on me. And it would be nice to have Claiborne around today with all these haters we deal with. But
do you know where he is?
That's another subject. I have no idea where he is, but I wish I could find him because I certainly would use his services right now.
This sounds like a show, a Punch TV Studio show. Finding Claiborne.
Finding Claiborne. Claiborne.
Claiborne?
Claiborne. Claiborne, not born. Claiborne.
Claiborne.
B-O-N-E. C-L-A? B-O-N-E. Claiborne.
Was that his real name? Claybone?
I don't know what his real name was. I just always knew it was Claybone. Okay. Everybody called him Claybone. He was the first dude I know that had a bone in his name.
Well, fantastic.
And you probably didn't want to really hear that, but it's a true story. So nobody messed with me because I was friends with Claybone, and we just got along, and everything was wonderful and great and good and positive for me. So it was good, even in South Central L.A., and everything just turned out pretty cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
no, I didn't get that. But okay, so what? So you got me as a little kid here. For the infomercial that we're getting to put on television, and it's going to go on TV across the country. And then what happens is a little kid, Joseph Collins, visionary, always wanted to be in the filmmaking and television business.
Exactly. That's
right. And you show him in the backyard of his mother's home. Joseph used to make animated stop animation movies and spend hours and hours developing shows in his backyard. Is that how it goes? I don't know.
No, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. All right, cool.
That's how it
cool,
goes. Right
cool. Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes.
All right, cool. So I thought that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like that.
How about your day?
Oh, man. It's been a tough day. Traveling is for the birds like this. You know, traveling like this is for the birds. I am making my way by way of Houston, Texas, back to California. I'm making my way. And, you know, I don't think I like the driving part much anymore. I used to love driving a lot, but when you drive like this, it's just a lot. But it's pretty cool. Guess what I'm getting ready to do?
What are you getting ready to do?
Punch TV is getting ready to do. We're getting ready to make a movie in Chicago.
Oh, how cool.
So that's pretty cool. We're going to be in Chicago, and we're going to make a movie in Chicago. So we're getting ready to do that now. So I think that's great. So I think all of our listeners, if you're in the Chicago area, listen up, we're getting ready to make a movie in Chicago. We're coming to you, Chicago.
Okay.
We're coming to you. Have you ever, but it's cold in Chicago, I hear, right now. So.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to do a movie based on the cold. Because I hear it's cold in Chicago. How cold is it in Chicago anyway? I don't know. But anyway. It's cold in Chicago, but we're going to do a movie in Chicago. It's going to be a fun movie to do, and I'm excited about filming this new movie, and we're going to put together an extraordinary cast, and we're going to film a movie, and guess who the director is?
Sharifa Hardy.
No.
It was worth a shot, though.
But it's good to try that. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a dream. You know, we are coming to Black History Month, and you're supposed to
have
a
dream.
So you're supposed to have a
yes.
dream. And so it's good to have a dream, and there's nothing wrong with having a dream. But
yes.
No.
No. Okay.
No. No.
Alrighty then.
No. So it's not that.
But, okay, so who's directing?
Joseph Collins is going to be directing this movie, which is cool, because I actually haven't directed in a while. I've always just played in the background or help other people pull the movie together, do that kind of thing like that. But this time I'm going to be the director of the movie. So we're going to be the producer and the director of the movie. And we're going to be doing a movie in the Chicago area, which is going to be really cool, and I'm excited about doing that. I'm really excited about that. Really, really, truly excited. So let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and find out who's in the punch bowl, because I'm kind of tired today, actually. So I kind of like, I know my energy level is down right now because I'm a little tired, but we're going to take a quick commercial break and let's find out who's in the punch bowl tonight.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I want to ask a question, and I actually haven't asked this question all day, but I'm going to ask this question right now. Sharifa, I want to ask you a question.
I don't want to answer, because I haven't did my Nabuki quota for today. I want a Nabuki first, and then I want to answer the question.
Oh, you want a Nabuki first,
mm-hmm.
and then answer the question.
Yeah, let me do some quick Nabuki in. And then I can say, yes, I have
yes,
Nabuki today.
So I Nabuki today. I did do that.
Okay,
and
so what did you
and
find?
And I was enjoying myself. What did I find interesting on Nabuki?
Mm-hmm.
I found that we've got this nurse, and she's like posting all over Nabuki right now. Did
mm-hmm.
you see that?
Is that the nurse's rock? Posting.
The Nurses Rock is like posting all over Nabuki, you know. I'm like, what's going on with Nurses Rock right now? You know, it's just like posting all over Nabuki and stuff. So,
right.
Anyway, that's cool. That's cool. I'm so happy so many people are using Nabuki. I'm really happy about it. And I think you should Nabuki too. So visit our website at Punch. at Nabuki.com, NABUKIE.com, and you should Nabuki. Let us help promote your project. Let us be a part of what you're doing. You know, let us, you know, just really, really help you get your word out there about what you're doing and how you're doing and whatever you're doing and what you're doing it with and how you're doing it and what you're doing and how you're doing it and what you're doing. That made no sense, but I know it made sense. Did that make any sense?
You make perfect sense. So on that note, we are going to take a few calls from people who have a little bit more energy than Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Right. So we have a couple of guests tonight. So we're going to start with Mr. Charlie Wright. Are you on the line with us, Charlie? Hello, can you
hear
us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
what
too. How are you?
You?
I'm doing fantastic. Just ready to be a part of something great to move the energy of making history.
Fantastic.
I love to make history. I love making history. I love making history. I love making history. So what do you do, Charlie? Tell us about what you do. Tell us,
what brings you to Colombo? Okay, thank you very much. Well, I'm a jack of all trades. Basically, I lived in Hollywood. I worked for the studios and filmmaker, director, producer, writer, fight choreographer, write all types of genre films, action, martial arts, fantasy, children's shows, and I basically created this show. I was in Hollywood about an African-American superhero entitled Black Dragon, The Origin of Black Dragon, and I was down there last month. So just trying to inspire people to just think outside the box and be a part of a great team that want to see eye to eye, that have a mutual interest. So I'm very thankful to be on the show to provide my feedback and to just be a part of a team that want to do something.
Good to have you on, too. I tell you, we're really happy to have you on. So what have been some of your challenges working in Hollywood as a screenwriter and a playwright and producer and all?
Well, I would say the number one thing is basically I know how the industry is down there, so us new generations have to start thinking outside the box because there's so much just banging your head just trying to get that break. But with the freedom of the internet and just people taking risks and having all these new types of cameras, the Red Ones, the Nikons, the Canons, you can go out there and get your project out there because if it's not seen, it's not heard, and you're not putting yourself on the map. So you have to take a risk. So that's one of the things I thought about, and I said, how can I just set myself up to do this and just bring people to be a part of your team? Because if they don't see your work in progress, they're not going to be able to be convinced to join your team or have you do any work with them. And that's the most important thing, is taking a risk and just being with positive people instead of just having negative people influence you, because if they're negative influence you, they're just a time robber and just taking away from your time. You should be devoting your energy on fulfilling your goals and your tasks and just making people raise frequencies about your films to inspire change and share it with the universe, because your time is something that you can't squander. So that's what I like to do, to enjoy my journey.
I can understand that. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Memphis, Tennessee. I lived in Hollywood for about, Memphis Grizzlies. It's a great city. And I took a risk and came out to California, and I've been out here for about the last 20 years, just still grinding and trying to get to the paint to slam dunk these films and these intellectual properties that I've written and kept on the back burners, because some of the people in the industry just want to buy you out. And I thought my intellectual properties can't be bought out and people just make money. So I just decided to just take a risk and start getting with people who want to have an opportunity to create a change for them, to get them in front of the camera, to go ahead and try to create internet movie stars and give them an opportunity, because there's so much talent out there and people can't wait 20 years to be seen. You have to kind of put it out there and be the magnet and have them be drawn to you and what you do. And that's
it. You have to do that. You have to do that. You have to just put yourself out there, and you have to be seen and make it come together for yourself. You have to do that. Those are some things you just have to do. You have to do it. So have you produced a lot in the last, you've been here 20 years. Have you done a lot in the last 20 years?
Yeah, I have. I'm in the IMDb right now. I think I'm probably at the 2,500, still climbing on the star meter. So I think this year I'm just going to pump out a lot of feature films that I've written, and I have this other film that I'm working on, which is an action thriller, which is a drama film, which is entitled Crackdown. And I'm going to expand more on the superhero project Black Dragon, because we need more mentors and role models. And when I was coming up as a kid, even though I worked in Hollywood, I was on this video game. I was actually the first African-American on this video game by Sega, which was called Tattoo Assassin. So being part of that and working with a great crew inspired me to just dream more about that. And I just looked through the industry and I just thought about, we need to have some more positive role models to inspire these kids, because right now as I was coming up, I didn't see a superhero kid that I can just say, well, I'm Superman or Batman. So I just started developing the concept about another superhero to have kids drawn to that, because that's going to be the hook, to have something different, something fresh that the new generation can be inspired to say, hey, I want to be this person. I want to just be tuned in to watch this show. So, and I thought about a lot of gimmicks and gadgets that I made, wardrobe and costumes. So I'm just still pushing it, and I have developed superheroes and supervillains of all genres, so we can all have our own superhero and villain to root for instead of it just being just this or that. Because the world is a multicultural place, so I think by hitting all the markets, you level the playing field.
Right, exactly. Man, I think that's just completely awesome. I think it's completely awesome. I would love to take a look at some of your writings and see if it's something we might be able to collaborate together. That's one thing that we're doing at Punch TV Studios, is that we're working with the independent film, and that's the real reason for us doing our IPO. The real reason for us doing our IPO is so that we will have funding to collaborate with independent filmmakers and make movies up to $100,000 for those with those filmmakers, and that is one of the reasons why we are working to get funding, and the filmmakers who are stockholders in the company, they get preferential.
They receive preferential treatment.
Right. Well, I tell you what, this film is going to enhance your reputation of producing exciting content, and it'll be great finding a home to launch production for some of these content I have, so we can springboard one another's desires, because we're all here striving for the same thing. So I think there's enough room up on the top for everyone. So I've been blessed to give, and when I give, I know I'll receive a lot. So I don't mind sharing, because if you don't share, how will your blessings open the door?
Absolutely, and we would definitely recommend you check out Nabuki, 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 NABUKIE.com. On our social network, Nabuki is where we'll be having more of the conversations and starting with the filmmakers and receive preferential treatment.
Oh, that'd be great. So, whether you need me to be in front of the camera or behind the camera or fight choreographer, I do have an IMDb page. I can send you that reference link, so you can see all my credentials.
Obviously. Yeah, post it on Nabuki, too, so that we go to Nabuki when we're looking for things. We just go to Nabuki, hey, let's find whoever it is. They're posting there, and then we, you know, sometimes you just got to use your own first, you know?
Right. Now, I also have this other film, which is right now that I've been thinking about, and I wrote it about 10 years ago, and I just see a spike of what's going on in the world, and I just asked myself, and I'm asking you, have you ever watched these drama movies and you felt like, why is the guy the suspect? I've seen a lot of those films, so I know it's kind of bad, but No, I said, have you ever seen a film or a news report and it always be that the person is always a suspect of the diverse character?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm solving that problem, and I wrote an action genre film called Crackdown, and it actually deals with some bad cops, but actually the cops are actually good guys, but there's a lot of twist and turn. I think it'd be one of those classic features, but it's just something to wake up people, because everybody has problems in the world. If we don't get to what's the true problem, because nobody shouldn't fear each other here. And there is a problem and there's a solution. So everybody just want to be in a situation that they can help one another. So if we break down the barriers and doors through our films to tell stories, then the world can be a better place, because nobody wants to be out there hurting one another. If they had a good job or if things are satisfactory, those things will ease up. If we teach kids the right way through our films, then those things will ease up too. So there's a cause and effect behind these films that are put out, that the cycle of people are like that now, and we have to change that. Because if we don't change it, put it out there, it's just going to become the same scenario. So I think that what you have is a great idea, and I'm more to be inclined to be a part of it, whichever way you feel that I should be. And I don't mind doing lunch with you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that's something that we can do sooner or later. Right now, we're totally focused on the IPO, but probably right after the IPO is closed out, then certainly that would be great. That would be a really good thing to do. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more of Changing the Conversation on Punch TV Studios Radio.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
That's really good to have him on the line there. That's really good. I really enjoyed that conversation. I love to talk to writers. We love to talk to producers and filmmakers and actors. And we just like really like that a lot. I love that. Absolutely love it. And don't laugh at me. I'm telling the truth. I really love it. I really do.
You sound like a 2-year old though. You're just always so exciting. I just love it. I love your excitement, though. It's contagious. It's not
even
a bad
through
thing.
Even through my tiredness because of driving, you can hear my excitement. I'm like,
yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, who's next in the punch bowl? Who else do we have in the punch bowl tonight?
We have a very special guest.
Okay.
We have Dixie of Rixie Clips in the punch bowl.
What did you say, kind of clips?
Rixie Clips.
Are you saying Risky Clips or Risky Clips?
Dixie, are you with us tonight? Did we lose Dixie?
I don't know. Maybe she got Risky Clips. You know, Dixie, you need some clips. Need some, they have, you know, I always thought Dixie was cups, but now we got Dixie Clips.
Maybe Dixie put us on hold. We've been losing people the last couple of shows, so I don't want to get off the line too fast.
Just got Dixie Clips. And you said this is Dixie of Risky Clips.
No, R-I-X-I-E, Rixie Clips.
R-I-S.
I spoke to her. She was here. We were having a conversation. It was good. We were jamming, and all of a sudden, we lost Dixie.
Oh, well.
Come on, Dixie. Come on, Dixie. Dixie, come on, Dixie. What's wrong with you, Dixie?
Where's Dixie? I don't know, man. She was online, and she was down the cut. No, 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 man. Come on, Dixie, man.
Stop before you scare the people away. Can you guys hear me?
Hi,
I had the mute button on my phone. Okay, because I was like, I know she was here. I was just talking to her.
Can you guys hear me? How are you guys this evening?
We are having a good time, as you can tell.
Yeah.
We got Dixie Clips on the line.
I mean it. Better late than never.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
Well, welcome,
so,
to welcome to the punch bowl. Welcome to the punch
bowl.
Yes. Well, thank you for having
I'm
me.
I'm jumping right in there. Like, thank you. But I want to know about
the
Rixie clip.
Dixie and the punch. Dixie.
What are Rixie clips?
Well, there's a story behind the name, because my name is Dixie, D-I-X-I-E. And
so it rhymes with Rixie.
Yeah, and the product that we invented is called the Rixie clip, and that's spelled R-I-X-I-E clip, because myself and my boyfriend together invented the product. So my name is Dixie, and his name is Rick. So we combined our names. Actually, our patent attorney came up with the name and combined the names, and it just had a good ring to it, so we went with it. And
oh,
so that's where we came up with
so
Rixie Clip.
So
what is
the Rixie Clip?
Okay. Right. What is a Rixie Clip, Dixie?
Okay, well, Joe, I don't know if you experience this problem a lot. But Rixie Clip is, it's the first and only patented product available on the market.
Okay.
And it's designed to actually reduce the size of a bra band within a matter of seconds. And that the bra band is the part of the bra that goes around your chest. There's bra band extenders on the market to make bras bigger that are too tight on women. But there's never been anything to reduce or tighten a bra band. And I'm a smaller framed individual, and being a divorced single mother of one, you know, I was on a limited budget, and trying to find bras that would fit me that I could afford was pretty much impossible. Nothing I could find would ever be close to what I needed. I needed like a 28 band, and the closest I could find would be a 32. And at the time,
well, what's
I didn't.
A band? Because we're not talking about a. It's not like. Like, you know, I'm a man, so I know nothing about the anatomy of a bra. But
when you hear a bra size, like, you'll hear, like, 30.
I always thought it was D and C and
The letters are for the cup size of a bra.
Okay.
The numbers
okay.
are for the band size around the chest.
Oh, okay. Well, I learned something there. Okay.
Yep. So this product is designed to actually alter and reduce that size. There's never been anything that could do this before. And it works great because of the fact so many of us women, we're so busy in life. We're busy. And it's hard to find the time to learn or know how to sew or to go somewhere and get fitted, you know, and have the bras altered, then go back and pick up the bra. You know, that's a lot of time into.
There are people that alter bras, so
they're
bra alterers.
This is going to alter your bra band in a matter of seconds, and it's fully adjustable, alter it over and over and over.
But I don't know. I didn't know that there were places you would go to get your bra altered. I mean, that never occurred to me.
You please stop.
I mean, do you go to the cleaners?
See, that's why I said you may not have experienced this problem a lot, Joel.
No, I have never experienced this particular problem in play or in real life. I've never. But I didn't know that there were places.
Well, here's a good concept and a good way of thinking of it. Think of a pair of jeans that are too big on you. What do? You grab a belt to make them fit better, right?
Right.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of the same concept, only there's nothing that's ever been around to make a bra fit better. There's been something to make it bigger and more, you know, loose, but never nothing to tighten it until now. And that's why we invented this. It's for my own, it's to help with my own personal struggle. I'm a people person.
You have big boobs.
No, I don't, actually.
The bra didn't fit, and so you had to have something to adjust the bra.
Yeah, I needed a bra that was smaller in the band size to fit around my chest. To go around that wouldn't go up and down.
I'm just trying to see it in my mind. I'm trying to, not that I'm trying to visualize your chest.
Okay. You go visualize it over here.
I'm trying to see the idea.
I'll ask the serious question. You see the idea over there.
I'm trying to see the idea. Okay. So is it that you're a short woman, and you need something to pull up?
It doesn't matter if you're short, tall. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the size of how big your rib cage is.
Oh.
It's got to wrap around. When a bra, the support, over 80% of the support of a bra, it comes from your bra band that goes around your chest, around your rib cage. That's
uh-huh.
what's giving you the support for the breast. So when that band is not fitting you properly and it's too big and too loose, you're not going to get the proper support. The support doesn't come from your straps. A lot of people get confused and think that's what holds them up, but it's not. The band is what gives you the support for the breasts, and the straps are to help, but 80% of it comes from the band. So to have that proper support, you need a band that fits you correctly. And when you have, like I said, the loose-fitting band, it's going to slide up, and you're going to not have the right support.
So your support's
okay.
the band, not the thing that goes on the straps.
No, this is exactly. This is something that goes on the band. There's never been nothing like this ever made before. It's the pioneer.
Wow. I imagine a lot of women would probably want to buy that.
So, Dixie, what made you decide to actually make a business out of this as opposed to just altering a few bras and kind of calling it a day?
Well, because like I said, it was a personal struggle for myself for many, many years, you know, and it was almost a feeling of, I almost felt embarrassed, you know, like I had something wrong with me that I couldn't find something that I needed to fit me. And then developing this product, you know, together with my boyfriend Rick and having something that fixed this problem, it was such a huge help and such a huge relief. And
so
putting it out
question.
There.
I have to ask a question. I'm sorry. Your
go
boyfriend
ahead.
Rick, is he trying on these bras too? I just.
No, he just gets to, you know, kind of manage and watch.
I'm trying to explain the level of his.
He loves
his
job.
Anticipation.
He loves his job.
Okay. All right. I was just saying, all right, cool.
Like I was saying earlier, I love to help people. I am a people person. I love to help people whenever I can. And just putting this out there, the little bit we did on social media, getting started with it, the feedback we got so many great feedbacks, the heartfelt letters that women were sending us about the relief that this product has given them. It's something that I have passion for, and that's kind of why I pursued it. And it's,
how long have you been in business?
We started in 2012.
Okay, so pretty good for business for a year.
Yeah,
or actually we're going into 5 years now.
Yeah, because we started then and we did like the prototypes and all of that and the manufacturing, and then we've made changes, we've made improvements, and everything we've done with our product, it's all been from our customer feedback, because that's number one to us. Our customers are number one to us, helping them. It's not just something, you know, to make a buck. This is something we want to do to help people, so we want the best product that we can possibly have to help people.
So what's your website so people can that are listening to the show can go on there?
The website
get the Ritzy Prints.
Yep, the website is www.rixieclip.com. That's www.rixieclip.com.
CLIPS, right? CLIP.
CLIP, yep.
Ritchie Clips.
Yep, and they're also currently available on QVC.com as well.
Now, do these come in different colors or whatever? Because how transparent are these things?
What was that? Hello?
Yeah, I was just asking, how transparent, I mean, like, do they come in different colors?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that question. Oh, yeah, they come in three different colors. They're available in black, white, and nude, and they're also available in four different sizes. And
oh,
in those,
wow.
Yep, and in those four sizes, you can get them in the single color options, but we also have them available in three packs that will contain one of each color for each size.
That is so cool. Let's see. I love the name, too. I think the name is an awesome name.
It kind of fits.
I really love the name. I don't know much about bras other than what I know about bras, but I think if it helps women, all right. You know, that's kind of where I am. And if it, you said it relieves pain and stress off of the, because I never imagined that happened. I just, you know, just take for granted it just works because you put it on. So I'll tell you what I know. But it, I think it's really a cool idea. I think it's a really cool idea. Now, are you a full figure woman, a thin woman? Is this better for what type of woman size now?
This, I myself am a slender built woman, but this isn't built just for petite women. This product is great because it can also be used to rejuvenate bras that have gotten stretched out over time that you would normally have to toss. If you put a Rixie clip on it, you can wear it longer and you can get more for your money. So this is for any size woman out there. This is perfect for women that are, you know, maternity and stuff or had a baby as they're losing or gaining weight, or women when they're going through their menstrual cycle, you know, you get a little puffier and stuff. It's perfect because it's fully adjustable. It puts you in control of your bra and how you want it to fit.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful.
That's unique. I mean, I definitely say that.
Yeah, I want to let you weigh in on this one because you know more about that than I do, obviously. Go ahead and weigh in on this one. This is above my pay grade.
CEO is the top. It's the highest of the high. Okay. But I'm just blown away by the whole business aspect of it. I mean, because I always have these little, you know, nuances that I find, little things that bug me. But I don't necessarily say, let's start a business. You know what I mean? Let's make a business out of making bras fit. Like, especially, no, that actually might be an idea that I would come up with, you know, something like that. But then when you go to your boyfriend, most boyfriends probably would have said, you know, I am not doing that. I'm not about to do a, you know, a bra tightening band kind of business thing. You know
well,
what I mean?
I could really see your boyfriend dealing with that. I could really see that. I could see that.
Well, he's been very, very great, and I'm by no means could have done this without him. And I just hope that, you know, people out there get inspired by this story. You know, if you have a dream or something that you're passionate about, you know, follow it. I mean, I had plenty of people, you know, that kind of doubted me and had their doubts in the product and everything, but I followed my dream and I followed my passion, you know, and that's what you got to do. And you got to find the people out there that are positive and to support you. And we were fortunate enough to get in touch with Lisa Askalis, the inventress, and she has helped us an enormous amount to get where we are today. So it's also about channeling and stuff like that. And back to the story you were saying, Joel, about your friend, was it Claybaum in the neighborhood?
Claybaum, yes.
Yeah. So it kind of touches base with that. Like you said, you were friends with him, and because people knew that, they didn't mess with you. It's kind of the same with trying to get a product on the market. It's kind of like who you know or where you get it. And once it kind of catches on, people kind of go with it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and Lisa's been really good and very, very helpful with that for us, and we're thankful to have her part of our team.
Oh, that is really cool. You need great team members. You really do. It makes all the difference in the world.
And most and foremost, I just have to say I'm thankful to the big guy upstairs for it, because I couldn't have done this without him or my mom and dad up there with him looking down. So I thank them every day for this, because it's truly a blessing.
Yes, it is. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of Changing the Conversation right here on Punch TV Studios Radio.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Wow, now that is an uplifting experience there.
Yes, it was uplifting. You finally get to discuss brawls.
Yeah, I get to understand that women have bra pains, and maybe it's the bra pain that is causing the discomforts, and that they need comfort, so you get wrist clips. So, fellas, you know to get your women there. You want to give them a break? Hey, I'm going to get you some wrist clips.
Nope.
I'm going to get you some. Your bra too loose. I'm going to get you a wrist clip.
Is that your answer to the upset girlfriend? Your upset wife? Just get her a wrist clip.
Get her a wrist
clip.
Get her a wrist clip. So get her a wrist clip. She's mad. Get her a wrist clip. Hey, what's wrong? You need a wrist clip.
I love it.
I think it's
great.
I love it. I think it's awesome. I think it's completely and totally awesome. And,
I would have never thought about it though. I mean, I don't think it's one of those.
I never would have thought about it either.
I think it's probably one of my list of let me do this, or you know, I always have these ideas and things that I want to try, and then everybody's like, no, that's crazy, no.
Well, you know, it takes real gusto to do what Dixie and her boyfriend are doing. It takes real gusto to do that and to step out and, you know, create their own business and get their business promoted and really push themselves to the next level. That's really cool. I think that's really cool. And I wish them nothing but prosperity and success and nothing but the best. And that way, and I hope they sell a gazillion million wrist clips.
I hope they sell a million on Nabuki.
Yeah, they should put that on Nabuki.
Open a store in Nabuki.
There's something about Nabuki and wrist clips that just goes together. You know, if you say Nabuki, you can say wrist clips. You know, which you know, it's just like those two names go together.
Nabuki.
Risky clips on the bookie. Get your risky clips on the bookie. Ooh, you gotta get some the bookie and a risky clip. And get the bookie and a risky clip. So,
Mr. Collins.
Is anyone? Yes.
Guess what?
What?
A bottle of youth is home.
They're home?
They're on the line. They made it home.
They made it home? Bam! It was the best cross-country promotion. And now they're home? You mean in their own bed and through their own front door, through their own... Bam!
How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
We are excellent. How are you?
Well, got enough rest now. And
we want you back out on the road, though.
Yeah,
you said I got
Grand
rest.
Grand Canyon, taking pictures of the snow and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and now
we still got rest.
The snow
is
only
time for rest.
So we have about 3 or 4 days where we're snowed in now, because it's supposed to hit tonight.
Oh wow!
Wow. What state and city do you live in? Where do you?
Gates County, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they say it's coming that way too. They do say it's coming in there tonight.
Right next to the Great Dismal Swamp. In fact, we got alligators around the corner. A lot of them got loose.
Oh wow!
You can't have no dogs in the backyard. You got the alligator.
Yeah, well, they're out there, and as long as they stay where they at, they won't be food.
Uh-huh. Yeah, ain't got
so
yeah,
what are you
like
working on now after you get your rest?
Well,
where's the missus?
Be quite honest. I'm not sure what's next on the agenda. I know I have you know, a few things that the wife and I wanted to do by ourselves versus with our son, but we haven't figured out that next move yet. Some of the things we wanted to do was kind of out of the country. We did the cross-country trip. That was the main thing. I actually did make it through California, not by choice. Don't know how we did it or what happened, but some kind of way we slept at the Love's gas station beneath the Grand Canyon. Got back on the road, still thinking we're headed towards the Grand Canyon. Ended up about 30 miles outside of Los Angeles.
That's a long way. You really missed you're supposed to go towards Arizona.
It's like 400 some odd miles, and we're just laughing and just looking at each other like, this was just silly. How did we do this? And I think it had something to do with the blizzard that was going on while we were trying to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing is the last time I went across country, I was driving a pension truck for my wife's brother. They had to be out there by Monday. We left on a Friday. We made it there by about 2:30, 3 o'clock California time Sunday evening. And at about 6:30 on the East Coast time on Friday. We didn't go to sleep. We drank a whole bunch of Nas energy drinks. And every time we got to the gas station, we looked at each other, asked each other if you were to drive, and what did you need some sleep? And neither one of us ever needed sleep.
Yeah, if you hiked up on Nas, well, you probably would not need any sleep. I think that, you know, you'd probably, like...
I'm sure we broke a record.
I'm sure you did.
You know, we really relaxed. You know, when I needed to go to sleep, we would do so. We didn't do a whole lot. We kind of really rushed it. I've always talked to the family about doing that because you never know when you have to leave in emergency cases. And, so we took some things that we needed, some things we bought while we were out, but we were just real smart about how we spent. And being in the hybrid, they made it very, very easy. You're about 621 miles on a full tank.
Yeah, you go far in a hybrid. Now, which one do you guys have?
The Camry.
The Camry, yeah, you go far.
So I lost my last one when it was told by the 18-wheeler on April Fool's Day of last year. That was the day after my son graduated boot camp at Fort Leonard Wood. I told you that story. We were out there. We couldn't even tell the kids for like 6 days. So they were on the way back to the East Coast, and we didn't want them to turn around.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that it was Fool's Day, who was going to believe that we had by 18-wheeler at that time? It was terrible, but we're here.
Well, God blessed you. You and protected you and covered you.
We had a pretty good time out there. I met a lot of folks, talked about Punch TV Studios a lot. People were very, very interested, even the ones that hadn't heard about it. Several did hear about a TV station, still didn't know about the stock offering. So I tried educating, and I had the commercial in my phone, so I was able to play the 28-second commercial continuously while I was out there versus trying to explain everything myself. And then I started messing with people about Nabooki, and they had no idea. Well, I said, hey, do you Nabooki? And they kind of looked at me all strange. You know, it'd be like 4:30 in the morning. I go into a gas station, eyes all wide open, probably pupils just as wide open as could be because of the Nas energy drink. That probably in the Vibrance. I think I'd used one or two tablets of Vibrance you know, a couple times a little yellow tablets, caffeine. Like I said, when we were at the Grand Canyon, that caffeine kicked in, boy. Kept me nice and warm.
Yeah,
the
Grand Canyon is so
beautiful. You back out there on the road.
The Grand Canyon is so beautiful. It's really
breathtaking. Next time we go on the road, I'm going to get a helicopter and I plan on flying.
Yeah.
I plan on doing everything by air from this point forward. The cross-country trip for the Grand Canyon was the main thing. That was the main promise I made about 17 years ago. My wife got together. And we raised the kids, and we finally got a chance to do that, and we were able to take one of them with us. So that was very important. I mean, he had a ball, you know. A lot of things he didn't understand, a lot of things he did. Some things he couldn't believe, you know. He was able to see a meteor crater, was able to see the Grand Canyon, you know, several little different spots, you know, throughout
the meteor crater is amazing. That hole is deep. That hole is deep and wide. Meteor crater. That hole is no joke.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the one in North Dakota, they said it happened at the same time as the one in Arizona. But it was 400 plus feet underwater at the time.
So
there's a lot of history around the world that people can find out free if they take the time when they do travel. So just enjoying the travel, you know, it's kind of hard to go out there if you have to be back by a certain time. And that was the one thing with us. We didn't have to do that.
That's a good thing.
And the hybrid made it that much easier. And I figured, hey, worst case scenario, I ran out of gas. I got about an hour and a half on EV for about 100 miles. And I just get as close to civilization by that point. So we get some gas in the morning. But it always worked out. We never run out of gas. Everything, you know, it was a beautiful trip. Met a lot of great people. Cannot wait to see how many of them actually show up for the stockholders, you know, the shareholders meeting. I mean,
it's
unbelievable. They were so excited, so excited. I mean, just folks that was having a bad day at work, you know, just to give them that website and for them to see the commercial gave them a hope that their next day at work wasn't going to be that bad.
That's right.
And I've seen it firsthand. My wife seen it firsthand. My son, he was talking to him about it. You know, because it got to a point where it was almost comical to us that people hadn't heard about it. But we had all kinds of jokes for folks, and we like to joke around with folks. And because it makes the conversation a little bit easier. It's a little icebreaker. And the fact that I'm tall, that most folks we ran into was like a real short out west. It was always like a Bigfoot thing they kind of looking at me about. And, you know, they had jokes for me. And so I was able to throw Punk TV Studios in there with their jokes on me. So. I'm 6'6". Majority of people I see out there was at least under 5'5".
Wow.
Very few. And the one that was above my height was law enforcement. Except for Border Patrol. They were about 5'5". That was interesting. Do you know medication, prescription medication, would tip off a dog?
No, say that one more time.
Prescription medication will tip off a drug dog and cause you to have your whole vehicle searched, and you got to sit on a green bench while they do it.
Yes, I do know that.
Well, you should have had some kind of warning somewhere on the highways across the country, and it was just too comical because they're looking at us like, why aren't these folks worried? Especially when you asked me about human trafficking, I mean, I didn't take it as a joke, but it was just, it came from nowhere. I mean, we were listening to Flash Dance, What a Feeling. So we were going across the highways, and you could see out in the background that the sun was coming up. It was just a beautiful view. So we put on a nice song to kind of match the view, and we traveled to it. Towards the end of the road, we came down to the Border Patrol. And we were playing that. Hey, Mason, listen to this song. And he was like, hey, you should pull over here. So, got to meet them. And about two or three of them are interested in Punch TV Studios now. And I'm hoping to see them there. I think that's going to be such a hilarious event to see them again. But, yeah, because they really looked at us like, something wrong with these folks because they're, like, really not worried. And she's just sitting there playing with the hair on her dog. And he's got his glasses on, his legs crossed. And the other one's just got his hands in his pocket. And it was so abnormal, I guess, for them to see someone not react that it kind of caught them off guard.
And so I can imagine because people would expect you to have that, you know, that guilty, nervous look on you.
Well, see, I was probably law enforcement. Yeah, I worked state level. I worked, you know, locally in city and deputy sheriff. I also did military. So I don't, that stuff doesn't bother me. Yeah, it's normal for me. So when I come in contact with them, as long as they're good people, I'm okay with them. I don't like bad cops, and I don't like untrained cops, and I generally have problems with them a lot. If I did run into them, because I'm going to call them out on it. But, yeah, these guys, they were great. They were great. I mean, they were very professional. I mean, they even got to the point where they were curious enough to start asking questions about my background, to find out a little bit more about me, to try to figure out why, you know, we were just kind of sitting there. I mean, because my little wife is about maybe 90 pounds, and she's sitting there playing with her dog.
Wow. I want to thank you, man.
For standing around us. You can go. We get back in the car, and everybody else out there is just kind of looking at us pull off.
Right.
Now, a whole lot of folks walk back out of those buildings. I was trying to explain that to my wife and my son. I said, usually when them folks go in there and sit on that green bench, they're not coming out.
No, they ain't coming out of there.
Yeah. So it was definitely an adventure, I could say, going across the country. That was probably the last thing I would ever thought would have happened. Border Patrol, although it was the most interesting, and I did learn a lot, you know, about out that way, being on the highways, because some things you're going to run some Border Patrol in the middle of a state someplace. If you're not crossing from Mexico, why are you seeing Border Patrol? That's what I would think. But they have to understand that there's different things that run off from Mexico, from El Paso, that,
right,
you know, allow for other ways of trafficking. I can see how they would do that out that way.
Right.
I understand.
I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your wife and your family so much for promoting Punch TV Studios across the country and promoting our IPO. I want to tell everyone, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Become a part owner of our TV studios for only $1 per share. We're going to do amazing things in media and in television. We're already doing amazing things in media and in television. And we would love to have you join us, and we're going to build a phenomenal multi-billion dollar company together. So join us. Visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. Call our offices at 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. And I guess we're going to see you Monday on the same Punch TV time at the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.